Sue Sweet. Marie. Less than a week after Joshua Sleeman got out of jail in August, he was up to his old tricks. The serial shoplifter immediately returned to the crime scenes that landed him behind bars in February, and it was deja vu all over again. Sleeman started stealing stuff from the same convenience stores, not only racking up theft charges, but repeatedly breaching his probation order. Earlier this month, he pleaded guilty to 12 offenses, including 4 counts of stealing items from the Circle K, located at 381 McNabb Street and another Circle K on Second Line West, and 4 charges of breaching his probation order by going to the 2 stores. Sleeman, 39, was also convicted of 4 other violations for not reporting to his probation officer and failing to keep the peace. Ontario Court Justice Heather Mendes, who had sentenced him to jail on February 16, heard he was released from custody on August 8. 5 days later, he showed up at a Circle K store on Second Line West, where he made off with $136 worth of candy and chips. On September 9, Sleeman, dressed in black, took numerous food and candy items, valued at $229, from the McNabb Street store, prosecutor Andrew Allen said. On September 22, he made visits to the 2 stores where he pilfered products worth $200 from one of the businesses and $195 from the other. After filing the accused's criminal record, Allen called for a 200-day jail term, less credit for the time Sleeman has spent in pre-sentence custody. This would keep him behind bars for a further 122 days. He told Mendes the Crown wasn't seeking any further probation because Sleeman isn't going to abide by the order. The accused clearly doesn't get the meaning of probation, Allen said, and if he keeps this up, he's going to be sitting in jail. Defense lawyer Gerald Ensamba said his client, who smokes weed, has difficulty staying out of trouble with the law when he's in the community. The problem here is that Sleeman, suffering from drug abuse, keeps coming back to court for the same offenses, he told Mendes. Ensamba asked the judge to impose a time-served sentence so his client can deal with his issues and access counseling. He promises not to come back here. When she imposed the Crown's proposed sentence, Mendes said unfortunately Sleeman has committed the same thefts and breaches again and again. His actions call out for specific deterrence and denunciation, and the court has to send a clear message about his conduct.